Chapter 5. The Yoga of Work and Detachment. About the Reality of Detachment. Arjuna said, Krishna, you as well praise the renunciation of fruitive labor as the practice of yoga. Please tell me which one is definitely more beneficial of the two.
The Supreme Lord replied,
renouncing and also action in yoga lead both to the path of liberation. But compared to the renunciation of fruit of labor, the action in yoga is the better of the two. He should always be known as a renouncing one who never likes or dislikes, and who is free from the duality, as certainly, Almighty Ardent One, he is happy who is liberated from being bound that way. The less intelligent see the analytic and the work of yoga as different, but not so the learned ones. Situated in either one of them, one will enjoy the complete of the result of both. He who places what one achieves by analysis at the same level as what one achieves by work done in yoga, and thus sees study and selfless action as one, actually sees it as it is. But renunciation, O mighty armed one, will afflict distress if one is without devotion, while a thinker united in selfless action reaches the Supreme without delay. Connected in yoga, a purified soul who is self-controlled and has mastered his senses is in compassion with all living beings, and although engaged in action, he is never affected. In divine consciousness, I certainly never do anything. Thus thinks one who knows the truth in a seeing, hearing, touching, smelling, eating, going, dreaming and breathing. Despite of his talking, forsaking, accepting, opening and closing his eyes, he considers it as an engagement of the senses. He who dedicates all his works to the spiritual forsaking of his attachments is never affected by sin, like a lotus leaf is in the water. With their body, mind and intelligence, purified yogis, even with their senses, are acting in giving up the attachments for the sake of the soul. United in giving up the fruits, the unflinching attain perfect peace, while the ones unconnected in the desire to enjoy the results are entrapped in attachment. By his thinking, giving up all activities and remaining in happiness, the one who is controlled resides in the city of 9 gates, and thus the embodied soul for sure never does anything, nor does he cause anything. Never is he the one engaging in action, nor does the master induce others to act, nor is he identified with the results, as all is done by nature. Never is the one of power responsible for the sins or pious activities of anyone. It is the spiritual knowledge that is covered by ignorance, because of which the living beings are bewildered. But to the living entity, whose nescience is destroyed by knowledge, that knowledge discloses the supreme reality like the rising sun. With one's intelligence to that, self to that, faith to that and refuge in that, one will, being cleansed from all misgivings by that knowledge, not return again. In a gentle Brahmin, fully educated, in a cow, in an elephant, and surely also in an outcast, see those who are wise, the soul with equal vision. In this life, certainly those have conquered birth and death, who in sameness have a fixed mind, flawless, in the equanimity of the Supreme Spirit, of which they are situated in the Supreme. Never rejoicing on achieving the pleasant, nor getting agitated, arriving at the unpleasant, intelligent of his own and unbewildered, he who knows the spiritual is situated in transcendence. The one who is not attached to superficial pleasures finds, by concentrating on the spiritual, of being connected in the soul, in the self the happiness which is enjoyed as being unlimited. In that which certainly, by the contact with the senses, is a source of misery, the intelligent never take delight, as that certainly is subjected to having a beginning and an end, O son of Kunti. He who in this material body is able to tolerate the lust and anger generated from the urges before the body is forsaken is a composed and happy human being. Surely anyone who, happy from within, takes pleasure in the self and dwells on the inner light is a yogi who, self-realized, attains liberation in the Supreme. Those achieve that spiritual liberation who live the inner life and are spotless. They are beyond the duality and self-realization and are engaged in work for the welfare of all living beings. The mind of renounced persons who are liberated from lust and anger is under full control, and for them who learn from the soul, there is in the near future the guarantee of spiritual enlightenment. Turned away from the unnecessary in the outer world, not looking for it, and concentrated between the eyebrows in suspending the in and outgoing breath, keeping the air with it in his nose, are the senses, mind, and intelligence of the transcendentalist set to liberation, as one who has discarded all wishes, fear, and anger is surely always of that liberation. One who knows me as the beneficiary of sacrifices, penances, and austerities, as the Supreme Lord of all the worlds, and as the benefactor of all living beings, thus attains peace.